Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Caldwell. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Hey folks, we are in a new world. It's called artificial intelligence. And just this week, this is very hot. This is very fresh. Katie, you saw my post on LinkedIn, but all of a sudden on the final pass of our new book, I typed in the words abracadabra blockchain because I was about ready to cite something in our book. An article popped out by this guy named Sergi or something. And I started to read it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this dude wrote a article where he stole my TEDx. And I think you saw it and you actually thought you were reading my TEDx.
That's right. Yeah. When I first saw the post, I thought you were reposting your TEDx and I wasn't quite sure what you were doing there. And then as I dug more into it, I was kind of very surprised.
Yeah. So, you know, I've learned with these things. I've been around enough. That's why I'm bald, but I've been around enough to realize not to freak out too much, because the first time somebody infringed on me was probably 14 years ago, but it really hasn't happened a lot recently. And so rather than freak out, I basically thought, you know what, I'm going to screenshot everything. And it's really good I did. So maybe that's the first tip, because sure enough, it's not up anymore. So I screenshotted it. I wrote a kind message to him that said, hey, not sure if you know this, but you know, the article you posted was essentially on how you shouldn't steal IP and how blockchain will protect IP. And then you stole my IP. So he responded back. I don't know if you saw it, but he responded back publicly on LinkedIn, and he responded back apologizing and saying that he was going to adjust it. And instead he actually took it down. But his comment was, hey, I used AI to write an article, or my team did, and we didn't have any intention that that was going to be taken. So I think, Katie, it created a firestorm of comments. In fact, I haven't even gone back on Facebook. There's probably 25, 30 comments that I have to respond to. It's just been a busy week. But do you feel like this is coming big time, where people don't even intend to steal IP, but they're using AI to write things and AI is just grabbing it? Do you think this is coming?
Oh, definitely. I think we've already seen a lot of this play out, even in the legal field, a lot of legal briefs and things that have gone to the courts. Lawyers have gotten in trouble because they've cited cases that AI created that just didn't even exist. So
what?
It's always a balancing act. And I think it's a reminder too of why AI, it's a tool, but it can't really replace everything we do, because there's still that human input that needs to be put into it as well.
Yeah. I've had people recently say, oh, you got a book coming out, Carrie, come on. Just tell me confidentially, did you and Katie use AI? And I can say 100%. With integrity, I can say no. Like,
right.
We wrote this book the old fashioned, blood, sweat, tears. You know, I was on my back porch. We were Zooming Saturday afternoon sessions. I mean, this thing took a lot of months, and there's a lot of detailed citations. It's both technical and a page turner, which is very tough to do. But so first of all, you're telling people, look, if you're using AI or if your teams are, they may not even intend to be stealing, but AI.
Right.
So somebody weighed in on a comment. Again, I didn't respond yet, but they're like, so how do I even use AI? Should I even use AI? What do you think? Do you think you can, but then there's extra steps? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you definitely can, because it, in some respects, it certainly can do things a lot faster
sure.
than we can. But I think you have to kind of take what you get there with a grain of salt and then really check it to make sure it's accurate. And that might take a little bit more effort. But I think it's something that's certainly worth doing, just because also the technology is obviously so new.
Yeah.
That it's still getting refined. It kind of makes me think of, you know, when the first iPads came out, right? Mm. It was this super kind of clunky big device, but now they're so light, right? And it's just that we need that technological advancement to catch up, and it will over time. But I'd say right now it's certainly something you can use, but it's got to be kind of the facts there have to be verified too.
And look, you speak to university people, I teach university people, and I would just put that caution on people that there are no shortcuts, because I didn't even have to Google this guy. Even in the comments, somebody Googled him, they screenshotted him, and they said, this guy is a filmmaker in the country of Georgia. So like, this is not some random dude. This is a big guy, and he's got a lot of company, a lot to lose. And first of all, I'm a pretty chill dude. Secondly, the guy responded well. But if that didn't happen the right way, if someone was very litigious, and somebody big did steal their AI, I mean, they could go after hard, and not to mention saving face, reputation. We live in a professional world where people are going to find out. Like, that's the thing these days. It's not like you can hide things that before the internet, it would take months. I mean, this you saw in seconds, like hours, not seconds, mm-hmm. in hours, people are already boom, 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 you know? So what are your thoughts on some of this?
Yeah, I'd say too, I think what's unique here is that it really was just an honest mistake.
Right.
Right. It wasn't, oh, I saw this and I'm going to go use it for myself. It was, he was trying to kind of write this piece and use AI as a tool. And it just kind of, the AI for some reason just took your stuff. But I'd say, I think that's why, you know, with AI, it's a good kind of starting point, especially if you're, you know, I'd say
it's like a research assistant to start.
Exactly. And especially if you maybe have a hard time kind of figuring out where to start with something, or you just maybe want, you know, some structure. How should I kind of structure what I need to look up or write? I think it's great for that. But then kind of actually doing the research and doing the actual writing, there's got to be some sort of human involvement too. And I think we've seen that on from the standpoint of the IP world too, because most countries don't allow AI to be considered an inventor on a patent. And so, you know, again, I think it's a great tool, but we have to use it with a bit of caution.
I think that's really smart. So as people are researching for books and other things, you're saying go back and take what AI gave you and do a little bit of research. In other words, I took this week with Instant IP, I have a backlog of 300 quotes that I've come up with over the last 20 years. And I paid a university student. I said, look, I want to triple check these and make sure that they are literally my quotes, because I don't want to go and protect on Instant IP some quote that really is Pascal. A, I'll look like an idiot. B, you know, it's dumb. Like, you get caught. Like, no one, you know. So we went through and we literally, this university student went through and literally checked every single one of my, you know, quotes. And then once they came through clear, then we protected them. Do you think that almost is like a strategy right there even?
Right. I think it just comes down to fact checking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times you'll put a prompt into ChatGPT and a lot of information will come back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of have to go just do some little bit of investigating there to make sure, okay, is this really accurate? So that you're not, you know, becoming that lawyer who's citing the case law that never really existed in the first place, because that's going to do a lot more harm
damage
to you later on. Right.
Yeah. You think it's saving time. It's actually going to create more problems. I mean, I'm not going to say who it was, but let's just say one presidential candidate in the last month, it's come out that that candidate has, quote, plagiarized. I mean, the amount of cleanup you have to do with that type of thing is so not cool. So I feel like you're right. And maybe this is why Instant IP is even a good strategy as you're getting the patent. You know, you and I talked about my second child patent just before we started. And you bet I'm going to go and get a second child patent on Instant IP. But as the IP journey is going on, and this is really helpful, Katie, to our listeners, not everyone's at the level where they are a presidential candidate or doing patents. But early on, you're saying, do a fact check. If it is original, maybe Instant IP it and then move down the process. What do you think?
Yeah. And I'd say too, you know, a lot of it comes down to also with the AI front, what is the sort of data you're training your model with, right? Because the AI is only as good as the data it has to run off of. So that's where too, if you can train your model really well and have, you know, confidence in what it's outputting, that I think kind of leads to greater assurances in what you're using it for as well there too.
In the book, we cite one of my friends, Suman, the founder of Personal AI. But I see a world coming where in Personal AI, I literally upload my past work. So in Personal AI, Suman makes it so you literally dump all your old books, blog articles, podcast transcriptions, and then it does build an AI model around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like kind of what you're saying, if you're training it on your own stuff, that is a good next best step. Do you think that's where we're headed? It's like we're each going to have this
right
AI assistant that knows, like the Katie Rubino AI, that is drawing from all your past emails and all your past stuff. So it sounds like you and is you.
Right. Cause I'd say too, like right now with ChatGPT, you can kind of tell when something has been written by that. Cause it just has this kind of tone that's pretty uniform. Okay. Whereas, you know, I think we might eventually get to this point where it can start to write things that are written in the way I might write or you might write and kind of really personalize it to our particular tone and writing style and all of that. And I think that's probably something that probably isn't that far off from coming out.
I've even heard, I think Sarah, my integrator, I think Gemini might be tied to her Google already. And then I think our friend Evan Ryan uses an AI where he basically, I think it cites it better, but I think it's called Perplexity.
Okay.
You know, so I do. I feel like we are so on the cutting edge right now. But I think it's exciting because I've never done a post before that got such firestorm, like on both sides. Like, I love AI. I hate AI. How did this happen? You know, like, I just feel like it's at the tip of everyone's tongue in terms of this issue of IP and AI. And I think that's what we'll even call this episode is. And I think we'll probably have more episodes, Katie, on this exact topic.
Yeah, because I think too, you're not the only person that this has happened to or will happen to.
I just found it by accident.
Right, exactly. You just never know. And that's why too, you have to just keep kind of Googling yourself, your business and see what pops up because this type of thing can unfortunately happen.
And folks, check out You Are an IP Company because in the book, Katie and I literally give you several monitoring software tools that, you know, we kind of rate them. We give you some thoughts because, you do need to stay diligent. Katie, I get one every day. You know, it's Google Alerts. And if there's something that's sounding like me, I get an alert, not to freak out, but just to be like, hey, be aware, you know, so... So folks, you are valuable. Your ideas are valuable. Protect them today. And Katie and I are thrilled to be with you this week. And if you're loving the podcast, make sure you rate it. Make sure you share it. and keep continuing on your IP journey. Thanks for joining us, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company Podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today and caldwelllaw.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.